This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Could peace be in the offing in Afghanistan? Well, at least it's on the table. Afghan government representatives and Taliban insurgent leaders are formally ushering in the beginning of historic talks aimed at ending two decades of war. Among those on hand in Doha today, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who told the participants, "The choice of your political system is yours to make." The actual talks are scheduled to start tomorrow. Top early issues for the two sides, an immediate ceasefire, and an agreement on protecting the rights of women. Drug maker AstraZeneca says it has resumed the British clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine, that it's gotten the go-ahead from Britain's Medicines Health Regulatory Authority. The vaccine is one of the most advanced currently being tested. The trials of the drug, developed with researchers from the University of Oxford, were suspended this week after an illness in a study volunteer, casting doubts on chances for an early rollout. Now that particular hurdle is in the past. French police fired tear gas and arrested more than 200 people in Paris today as yellow vest protesters returned to the streets in force for the first time since the coronavirus lockdown. The yellow vest movement began in late 2018 as a protest against higher fuel taxes and French President Emmanuel Macron's ideas for economic reform. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson today is warning the European Union not to threaten the UK, saying a bill which would breach a divorce treaty with the bloc is needed to protect Britain's integrity. With the EU stepping up plans for trade talks without a Brexit deal, Johnson has accused its negotiators of threatening to impose a food blockade between mainland Britain and Northern Ireland. Said Johnson on Twitter, "Let's make the EU take their threats off the table." British lawmakers Monday are set to begin debating on the internal markets bill, which one minister has said would violate international law in a very specific but limited way. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.